Hello, and thank you for calling in to customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your information, please?
Yes, it's 26101.
All right, first and last name, please, ma'am.
Sandra Owusu Ansah.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Is this HSN?
No, ma'am, this isn't HSN.
Okay, I have an order. I'm being charged for something that I know nothing about, and it doesn't even look like that it's valid, but 2600 Unity Place, apartment 513, Parkersburg, West Virginia. I don't know. I know this is not valid now because I'm seeing everything. You don't even have the right zip code. My name is spelled incorrectly. And this is supposed to be Choice, Life FC, something, something.
All right, so you verified that information. Looks as if you did business with the company Wireless Mini Pods on October the 19th.
What is it called?
Wireless
Something.
Mini Pods.
No, I don't have anything like that.
Okay, this was done last year in October. It was on a 14-day trial. $6.95 was the charge for shipping and handling. On the 15th day is when the company actually charges the retail value of the mini pods.
Okay, I'm calling Better Business Bureau and our congressman because I'm receiving something. I don't even have whatever that was. And
okay,
this
did you
is
give?
Why we are tired of these pop-ups that keep coming on the computer. I'm a senior citizen in a senior home. I for a mini pod, did it say in how many days something going to come up to $75?
Okay, it was a 14. It was a 14-day trial that was signed up for. Like I said, this was back in October of last year. It was delivered to the address, the 2600 Unity Place, Department 513 in Parkersburg. If it is fraud.
The reason I know that this is not accurate, you all don't even, they don't even have the zip code. They have zip code 261. There's no zip code in this country, 261.
I have 26101.
Well, it's not on this receipt.
Okay.
Don't like the idea of being charged. I don't have any kind of mini pods.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is go ahead and transfer you over to our fraud department. What they do is they will open up an investigation with the information that I have. They will provide. They'll pull the IP address from where the order was placed. And they'll give it to the local authorities who in turn will press charges on whoever placed this order without your authorization.
Well, the point is, if it shows up with my IP address, okay, then what? Suppose something was accidentally hit. I mean, I'm sitting here going blind. Suppose something was accidentally hit. How would I know? I mean, there's nobody here in this senior housing but me.
Okay. Well, then you would be responsible, ma'am, because you have to put your information in, your debit card information.
What I didn't see was a 14-day trial. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't have $74. It's my Social Security, so you all take that. I guess through our capitalism, they don't care. And then it says here, what is this? Total, it says on the back. Oh, no, this is, I'm sorry, that's. Oh my God, I'm sick of this crap. So how many other people do y'all get like this? I know I'm not the only one. I can't be. I cannot be. And I'm pretty intelligent. I know I'm not the only one. And so what, in the name of this, in the name of, the name of this company is what's on my receipt.
Actually, we service several different online companies. So what you have on your invoice may be different. The company that you did business with was the wireless mini pods.
But that's not what this says.
Okay.
It says. And what are the mini? What's a mini pod?
The ear pods that you go that goes in your ear. The headphones is what they call them.
Anything like that? I don't know. I probably didn't know anything. I still hope none of y'all grandmothers and great grandparents are going through this. So yeah, I hope y'all do all the work for them. Cause this is me. I'm just getting tired of this kind of stuff. So now it's the right because we're being told time and time again, be careful with stuff like this. I don't even have any mini pods to put in my ear.
Okay, so you placed the order, you just didn't know what you were ordering. Is that the situation?
Yeah, evidently, and I don't have it. I don't have anything to put in my ear.
Okay. So it's not actually a fraud, so we don't have to send you over to the fraud department.
No, I don't know where to go now other than my congressman. The last time I had something done, one of the senators took care of it. The Better Business Bureau, as well as we need to investigate how many other people across this nation have the same problem with this.
But, ma'am, you placed the order for something that you didn't read the terms and conditions.
You know what? When you get 78, let's see what you do. I hope to pray to meet you and see how you react.
I'm just saying, ma'am, you're saying that you want to contact the congressman, but it was an accident that you placed the order that you didn't understand.
Regardless of what you are saying,
okay.
I'm saying there are many people, not just myself, okay? And what you're saying, because it's not fraud, because of something I didn't understand, and I pressed and I put this information in, I don't know what I was doing then, that you're going to take this $74 out of my Social Security, $75. Okay, so I just, these are the things that I have to report. I tell you one thing.
Ma'am, allow me to speak with my supervisor and see what they say about this. Give me just a moment.
Okay, I'm sorry you're so disgusted. I worked in customer service doing this too.
Thank you so much for your patience. I was able to speak with the supervisor and provide you with a 35% discount on the charges. You'll receive that credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So, what is 35% off of 70? That's still a lot for me.
You'll receive 48. The final price will be $48.72.
And I still don't have whatever buds y'all talking about. So, did you take that $50 taken out?
Ma'am?
And why am I just getting this bill?
I'm not sure, because this transaction took place in October of last year.
Well, I have here, October is 10, is the 10th month, right? Well, I have here, order placed 11/4/220.
Because that's when they charge you for the retail value of it. It was on a 14-day trial.
Okay, are you eating something?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Oh. Yeah, okay, anyway. So what do I do now? How do I validate that? Because I don't know who I'm talking to. unless I can get a tape of the conversation.
The credit will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. You'll receive an email cancellation to the email address that we have on file.
What email address do you have?
FabricFocaBeads@gmail.com.
That's correct. Oh, my God. I'm going to pass the word around. I thank
All right.
You.
Just a moment, please.
Yeah. I am just, this is ridiculous, God.
Thank you so much for your patience. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
No.
All right. Thanks for calling customer service, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good evening.
Yeah. We're going on a campaign. We got to get some signatures now.